The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and my guest is Pilar Mello Antunes, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Azores Golf Island. Welcome to Sports Interview, Pilar. We've just had a wonderful time here.
Hello, and I'm so excited of meeting you and to have you here visiting us. It's such being an honor for us, for all of us.
Well, it's an honor for us to be on such a beautiful island. I've never been here before, and you were raised on this island. You left, came back, so you know this island inside and out. So when people think about the Azores, what should they know?
I think first should they know where it is. We are located in the middle of the Atlantic, 4 hours away, direct flight from New York City. Azores Airlines has a direct flight from JFK, and it takes you 4 hours to arrive in Ponta Delgada, the capital of the Azores. The Azores is an archipelago of 9 islands, 9 volcanic islands, very well known for its flora, hydrangeas that I know that and loves hydrangeas. You can see hydrangeas everywhere. And also many other flowers and the botanical gardens that are very special because everything here was planted by the human being. When the Portuguese came here in the 14th century, there was only endemic plants. And nowadays is amazing that all the vegetation, the flora that we have in here. Also, there is it is a destination very popular for its landscape. You can see beautiful lakes in the crater of the volcanoes. We have the Twin Lakes, Fogo Lake, Furnas Lake. I'm talking about São Miguel Island, which is the biggest island where I choose to live my life 18 years ago when I came with my family. To have a fantastic life with no stress, no traffic, no pollution, and super safe. So I feel really, really nice in here. So the other thing is the ocean. We have so many activities in the ocean. We have sailors crossing the Atlantic and stopping by in Horta, is the capital of Faial, another island in the central group. We also have many cruises from Southampton to Mediterranean coming especially between March to May and then from September until November. So sports, ocean sports is very popular, like surf, deep sea fishing, so it's also very, very popular.
Well, let me, before you continue, Pilar, first of all, you said 4 hours from JFK, and I couldn't believe how close it was from JFK. You don't realize it, that these islands are so close. You know, you get on Azores Airlines, and you have a meal, and you take a little nap, and the next thing you know, you're here. So it's really convenient to get here from JFK, from the United States. And then you mentioned hydrangeas. The hydrangeas, and you know I love hydrangeas. They're everywhere. So, and they you are showing us how they are pruned on this island and how, if you know, you can grow and they expand. They are along the side of the roads. They are in everybody's garden. It is seems like it's the national flower. What is the history of the hydrangea? Who first started it, if you know that?
Well, to be honest, I think someone started, because the families on the past, they compete between each other to have the most to have the most beautiful garden. So they compete to have the the more beautiful garden. So they travel to Paris, to Holland, to England. So they achieve many plants from all over the world. So I think hydrangeas came in one of these trips, like tea, that we have the unique tea plantation and tea factory in all over Europe. So this tea in particular was a Chinese in 19th century. So hydrangeas came in this package of this competition because on this competition of the old gentleman farmers. And nowadays, it's our national, well, regional plant because we don't we are Portuguese. Right. We are at a Portuguese island. And it's everywhere because grows fantastically here.
Because of the climate. So talk about the climate because it stays fairly moderate year-round. I mean, we're here in November and we're playing golf, you know, with really don't even need a sweater. It's warm. It's 68 degrees, 70 degrees. And does it get really hot in the summer here or no?
This is why I love the Azores, is because we have the perfect climate all year round because it's never too hot and never too cold. So we have a mild temperature due the Gulf Stream that passes along the island that provides that mild temperature all year round.
And so you mentioned the hydrangeas, the tea. You took us to a tea plantation. You are actually related to the owner. You're cousins of the tea plantation. I think Pilar is related to everybody on the island. And I know you're friends with many people on the island. But talk about, so that has become a big specialty here as well, the tea.
Yeah, it's amazing how much people love tea, and especially green tea. And our green tea, I mean our because it's planted in our island, our green tea, they developed a study with the local university, because we also have a local university, and they figure out that tea, this particular tea, has a substance that avoids you to get Alzheimer. Yeah. So it's very good for your brain, mm-hmm. and keeps your cells your brain cells very active. So it's very, very good. So I love more and more to have this green tea. So I took tons green tea every day.
You're very healthy. You walk a lot. You're in good shape. You eat well. Speaking of eating, we've had wonderful fish, such different kind of fish. Today we had an incredible meal that was steamed in the volcanic hot springs. And the chef was up at all hours in the morning already getting, you know, the meal for us steamed. And so talk about that, because that's very characteristic of this island as well, the volcano and the hot springs.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Cozido is a Portuguese meal, very well known, and each region has its own way to make the dish. In the Azores, we put in a pot a mix of meat, pork, beef, chicken, and vegetables, cabbage, carrots. Sweet potato and our inyam that is a potato cousin that lives here in the Azores. So we put everything with sausage on top in a big pan, and then it goes inside a hole and is cooked for 9 hours with the steam. So the flavor is super special, because all the ingredients are cooked at the same time in low temperature. So it's a very, really nice, slow food.
It was a treat. It really was. And you were so passionate, and the chef was so passionate about sharing it with all of us, right? And we just so enjoyed it. Also, we took a swim. I'm going to be talking to Manuel, the general manager of this hotel, but talk a little bit about the hot springs and how therapeutic that is. And people come from all over the world to enjoy that here in the Azores.
Yes, it's amazing because we are such a tiny island. And we have a little bit of everything. And this, because we have volcanic islands, we have few hot springs around the island. We have these thermal waters around, especially here in Furnas Valley, where we are staying now. We have different waters with different flavors. The waters you can use for different things. That is water that is good for your eyes. That is water that is good for your skin. That is, so it's so nice because it's everything so close, and everything so affordable and open to everyone that I think it's fantastic.
You were there soaking in the thermal waters today, but we were by really a park, right? Botanical gardens that have this gigantic pool with thermal waters in it. And so you can go to that, or you can enjoy the thermal pools right here at the hotel. We'll learn more about that in a second, because there are literally four different pools here with four different temperatures. So that is fascinating. But let's talk about the golf. Batalha and Furnas golf courses. We had such a wonderful time at both of those golf courses. Batalha golf course is located on the north coast of this island, about 10 minutes from Ponta Delgada. And it was designed by Cameron Powell in 1986. 27 holes of golf. And really set on a historical site where a battle was fought between the liberal and absolutist troops in the 19th century. And the word Batalha, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it right, forgive me. It means battle, right?
It means battle. So it was the biggest battle. The absolutists want to take the power in São Miguel, but the liberals, they took the power on beside of Dom Pedro IV. Dom Pedro IV of Portugal, that used to be Dom Pedro Brazil Imperator. So lots of things happen, and Batalha is battle, and in a way is a championship course. It's very challenging, so maybe it's a battle too.
It was definitely a battle for many of us, but we so enjoyed it. A lot of elevation. The sand is black. Volcanic sand, which I've never seen before. I enjoyed it. I was in the bunkers a lot, and I actually was able to get out of the bunker, so it wasn't too heavy. But it really adds a really distinct look to golf here that I haven't seen anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, this is what we make us special, you know, is because we are authentic. We use our resources, so we have to maximize our resources. So our landscape is volcanic scape, so you could see around the island, we have the black streets, black and white streets. The sand is black. The houses, the windows, around the windows you have this black stone around the basalto. We are using our resources.
And the cathedrals, the churches have the black and white stone as well. Beautiful, very distinctive. I haven't seen that anywhere else in the world. So we played Batalha and also Furnas golf course. And Furnas is located near the big lake, which you showed us as well, famous for hot springs. And the original nine were designed by Mackenzie Ross back in 1936. And then Cameron Powell extended the course to 18 holes. And again, the sand traps have the black sand, the rough gravel, and pebbles that are set among cedars. And it was a little more flat at Furnas Golf Course than it was at Batalha, but very difficult, long, challenging, and we had a bit of weather today, but it was really interesting and beautiful. Just the vegetation and the different, you know, trees and flowers really make it special.
Yeah, it's like playing golf in a botanical garden. Either of the golf courses has no real estate, only the clubhouse, so it makes them more and more special, so you can listen the birds. We have many birds. We have eagles in Batalha. We have melhos in Furnas that you can see all the that you can listen all the time. So it's very enjoyable. Fairways are in Furnas are very long, but narrow with small and undulated greens. So you must practice your approach before come and play Furnas.
That's right. We have to practice not only our approach shots, but our putting and everything else, all aspects of the game. Very challenging, but really beautiful. I so enjoyed both courses. There are two totally different experiences, but really thoroughly beautiful in their own way. And wow, you took us to a winery as well. And that was special. We've done a lot. I don't know how we packed a lot in since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and 3 days. But the winery was very special too. Good wines here on the island.
Yeah, you know why we can do a lot of things? Because it's tiny. It's tiny, and there is no traffic, so we can maximize our experience. The winery is fantastic. It's just next door to Battaglia Golf Course, and you will see a 5 hectares vineyards. It's a farm located, surrounded by a, it's a farm that surrounds an 18th century old house, manor house, with a little chapel. And believe or not, we have the wine tasting inside the chapel. What makes it more saint?
Right. It's just so charming. And the gentleman who gave us a tour really knew a lot about wines. And they, you know, they do speak English as well, which I think is important. The expense, it's very reasonable. I think it's just such a wonderful revelation, you know, especially for Americans with inflation and prices going up everywhere. You can still travel to the Azores and not break the budget. Is that right?
I think it, yes, because as we use many of our own resources, we can keep the costs well balanced. We have 50% of our energy comes from geothermal, so it helps a lot with the costs, and we have our own industry. We support 40% of milk industry of milk needs, milk from cheese and butter from to mainland, so we export a lot. So we have everything. We can be auto-sustainable.
Right, self-sufficient. Anything else you'd like to add, Pilar? I mean, we just have had such a wonderful time, very relaxing, but lots to do. It's for the whole family, right? Not just golf. There's so much to do beyond golf. I enjoyed walking around the town center and going into the cathedrals and shopping, great shopping. And we saw cruise ships come in when we were in town. So it just seems like it's a great vacation for the entire family.
Yes, I would like to invite you, Anne, to come over and to play Terceira. That is another island, 20 minutes flying. There is another 18 holes golf course there, and you will find a beautiful, beautiful city called Angra do Heroísmo. Is UNESCO heritage, is amazing, and the golf is fantastic, and there is a military, American military base over there. So everyone in the Azores has a relative in the United States. So it will be easy to speak in English with everyone in the islands.
Pilar, you're a wonderful hostess. Really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for having us. And thanks so much for sharing your special island with us. And now many Americans will learn about it as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And you are all welcome, guys. We love you.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast was brought to you by Ivy Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFeel cooling technology along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit IBKOL.com to learn more.